Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In the last episode from this season, we will talk about Diane Arbus, an American photographer and writer noted for photographs of marginalized people, whose normality was perceived by the general populace as ugly or surreal. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you seven curious facts that you didn't know about the child with the live grenade in her hands. It will be amazing if you could join me for the sixth session of my project with National Art Museum this Sunday, December 23rd. We will discuss art in ancient Rome. Curious fact number one. Born into considerable wealth, Arbus suffered all her life from the guilt of privilege. Her mother Gertrude was the heir to the family business. Russex, a prestigious department store on Fifth Avenue that sold furs. While Gertrude was detached to the point of cold, her husband David Nemerov was strict to the point of bullying. Curious fact number two. At the age of 14, Diane met Alan Arp, a 90-year-old City College student who was employed in the art department at Russex. It was love at first sight. Her parents obviously disapproved, but this only served to heighten Diane's resolve to marry him as soon as she came of age. In many ways, Alan represented an escape from all that restricting and oppressive in her family life. Curious fact number three. Lisette Model, an Austrian-born documentary photographer, encouraged Arbus to give up commercial work to concentrate on fine art photography. In 1960, Esquire published Arbus' first photo essay, in which she effectively juxtaposed privilege and squalor in New York City. Thereafter, she made a living as a freelance photographer and photography instructor. Curious fact number four. In 1963 and 1966, Arbus received Guggenheim Fellowship to be a part of a project titled American Rights, Manners, and Customs. During this period, she mastered her technique of using a square format which emphasizes the subject more than the photograph's composition. She also used flash lighting, which gives her work a sense of theatricality and surrealism. Curious fact number five. The subjects that would occupy Diane for much of her career were individuals living on the outskirts of society and normalcy, such as nudists, transvestites, dwarves, and the mentally or physically handicapped. Her own evident intimacy with the extraordinary subjects of her photos resulted in images that engaged in the sympathy and collusion of the viewer and elicit a strong response. Some critics saw her work as remarkably empathetic to its subjects, while others were disturbed by what they saw as a harsh, voyeuristic look into the lives of the disadvantaged. Curious fact number six. Despite her growing popularity, Arbus suffered from severe depression that was possibly inherited, at least in part, from her mother. In July of 1971, she swallowed barbiturates, climbed into a bathtub of water, and slit her wrist at her home in New York City's Greenwich Village. That same year, her work was shown at the Venice Biennale, marking the first time that an American photographer received that distinction. Curious fact number seven. In 2007, Arbus Estate gifted her complete archives, including photographic equipment, diary pages, and the negatives of some 7,500 rolls of films to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Thank you so much for listening to the 10th episode of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you still want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. And I wanted to express my genuine appreciation for each and every one of you that supported this project. I hope you'll continue to show love in 2019 as well. I'll see you later.